Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba with my wife, Tarina Mwamba, here in Dallas, Texas, in the United States of America, broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio on the Mwamba World Outreach School of Ministry. I welcome you all wherever you are, and thank God that you have been following our teaching. It's been a while since I came on Blog Talk Radio. As you know, I've been really occupied with our Bible school. We have a Bible college, an online Bible school where I teach with my wife. We're very hooked up online. We have students in London, students in Zambia, students in Tanzania, in South Africa, and here in the United States of America. And so it's a blessing to teach and see people mature and grow in the things of God. But you know, I have a call to teach. And there's been that pull on my side, say, hey, you better get back on Blog Talk Radio and teach. It's been a while. So I'm back on Blog Talk Radio. I'll be teaching. I'll balance my time on Blog Talk Radio, the Bible College, and my secular engagements that I have. Well, friends, things are burning up, moving strongly here in the United States of America, where we have elections coming up for the presidency of the United States. So we have Hillary Clinton and we have Donald Trump who are, vying to get into the White House. As you know, Donald is representing the Republicans, while Hillary, the Democrats. So it's a very heated situation. Well, I would just ask for that you pray. We Christians, the best we can do, like Kenneth Hagin says, people, when they want to demonstrate, they take banners and go up the streets and say things, which is good because people will hear and get the message of what they are saying. But above all, we Christians, we get greater power. We can kneel down and pray. For the Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. Amen. So we got a God that is going to hear our prayer and heal our land. You know, I'm an evangelist, pastor, teacher. When I say evangelist, I just simply mean somebody who propagates the gospel to unbelievers. I sometimes do preach and teach to unbelievers, but mostly my teaching is a teaching of faith. So I mainly teach to the church of those people who are born again. But those who are not born again can also learn and find a way to find Jesus Christ. See what I mean? Well, today I would like to share from the Word of God in the book of Hebrews and chapter number 11. If you have seen my caption on Blog Talk Radio, the title is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba Presents the Power of Faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That I took a scripture from Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 11. I want to read it from my King James Version one more time. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained the witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. and by it he being dead yet speaketh. And so here, beloved ones, we see a very powerful, powerful statement by the Apostle Paul. In actual fact, you know, there'd been a big debate as to who wrote the book of Hebrews. But theologically speaking, it has been agreed upon that it's the Apostle Paul. Now, as you know, Paul was writing to the Hebrews to actually convince them and to show with the proof that this Jesus was none but the Messiah, the Son of the living God, sent to redeem mankind. And so we see here, Paul is giving a very direct and strong teaching about faith. He says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. But when you look at chapter 11, it begins with the word now. Now faith is. My question, when is faith? Faith is right now. Faith is now. Paul says, now faith is. You see, faith brings things of the future into the now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. See, hope is future. Hope is favorable expectation of things to happen in the future. But faith brings the future into the now. In actual fact, your faith and my faith forces things to manifest into the now, makes things manifest into the now, gives substance to things hoped for, and is evidence of things not seen. Now, no, we are believing God for property for the Bible school. We are believing God for our own home here in the United States. And our beautiful homes I've been looking at, and believing God that we're going to own them one day. Now, I keep on speaking it and I keep on claiming it. You see, when you have faith, you have a picture of those things that you so desire to come to pass in your life. You must act like you already have them. That's how faith is. You act like you already have these things, even though they are yet in the spirit realms. If somebody asks you, hey, we can't see these things, where are they? That's why faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you give them the evidence of the word of God. You say, God promised me that he was going to bless me. In blessing, I'll bless you and prosper you. And because of God's blessings, I believe that I have all those things that God has promised me. You see, when you talk faith, you start to call those things which be not as though they are. You start calling a home which you don't have yet as though you have it. That mansion, that 5-8-bedroom house with 5 or 4 bathrooms and big living rooms and a big yard. You start speaking things and calling them into existence. Things that are not as though they are, you see? Things that are not in the sense that they are there in the spirit, but people cannot see them in the spirit, but you can see them in the spirit. So you call those things that be not as though they are. You see, God began to call Abram father of many nations, even after Abram had passed the age of bearing. Father of many nations. Abram means father of many nations. Because God had promised Abram, he says, Abram, I shall bless you. Your descendants shall be as the sand by the seashore and as the stars in the heavenlies. Now, who can ever count the stars in the heavenlies? Nobody. Who can count the sand by the seashore. God was saying, although you are impotent in a sense, and your wife is barren in a sense, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to open a womb. You're going to be a father of many nations. And so God began to call Abraham father of many nations even before he even had a child. See? Remember, you called Abraham his name and said, Abraham, you said in the spiritual prophetical utterance, father of many nations. And Abraham would answer and say, yes. You see, the things you so desire, even though they are not there, start speaking them into existence. Call that big home. Speak it into existence. Say, I'm going to have that home. I'm going to have that job. I'm going to have that car. I'm going to have that trip. I'm going to go to London. I'll visit Australia. I'm going to go to New Zealand. Start speaking. Speaking those things that be not as though they are. You are broke, but don't talk about how broke you are. You know, I don't have money. I don't know how my ends are going to meet. I don't know how I'm going to meet the needs of the family. That is irrelevant with the language of faith. Start saying, you know, I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. Whatsoever I put my hands to do is blessed. Money is coming to me. I'm a millionaire. I handle millions of dollars because God has so blessed me. That should be our language every day. And guess what? The more you speak it, the more you start believing it, and the more you believe it, the more it is going to come to pass. So it's not a magic wand you wave concerning the miracles that God is going to perform. It's changing your tongue, changing your language, changing the way you say things. Stop talking lack in your mouth. Stop filling your mouth with lack. Stop talking poverty. Stop talking lack. You know, like with me, I've been confessing all the time. I say, you know, God is going to bless me. I'm going to be blessed, and I'm blessed already. I have abundance. At one time, I lost all my clothes, almost. But I said to myself, hey, I'm not going to walk in penury. I'm not going to walk in lack without my clothes. God opened doors. I started piling up clothes, and I'm piling up clothes, and I'm piling them up. And I tell you what, by the coming of next year, I'll need two closets to put my clothes in, because God is going to bless me abundantly. See, whenever God opens a door, recognize it. See, many people despise when God opens a door. Say, for example, you don't have a job and God gives you a job. Stop despising that job. Oh, I'm just cleaning dishes. Oh, I'm just baking and making, you know, donuts. Oh, I'm flipping hamburgers. What is that, man? It's so demeaning. No, a job is a job. Take the job first and complain later if you gotta complain. God takes you step at a time. When you're faithful in the small things, then God will grant you big things to handle. See, Tyler Perry talks about how he had the vision to have his own studio, to do his own recordings, to be a publisher, not so much a publisher of books, but to be a producer of videos and films. He said he worked at a job he never liked. That job was paying him peanuts. He never liked the job, but he said he did what he could do to just get a secure job that will give him some money. But he said he never lost his focus for the goal that God had given him and to achieve. You see, begin somewhere. And as you begin somewhere, God will take you to wherever you're going. Now, don't start thinking, well, I'm going to be big. I'm going to have start with a Mercedes-Benz. Then I have a big mansion and all that. You know, you begin small. Maybe you live in a one-bedroom house. That's just the beginning. Don't be satisfied with that one-bedroom house. Start speaking big things. Start claiming and saying, God is going to give me a bigger house now. God is going to do greater things. That's how you start in life. Even when you look at a plant, it never shoots up, boom, one time, leaves are there and the fruit is coming up the next morning. No. When a plant is growing, it begins small. In actual fact, the Lord Jesus gives stages of growth as regards to the seed. He first says, first the blade. Then the stem comes up. You see, a plant doesn't just suddenly grow and become, boom, a big tree, boom, a pawpaw, boom, an apple tree. It will go through stages of growth. So that is it with our lives. We go through stages of growth. We do not grow at one time and get to being at a position where we need to be. It begins small. Then we grow slowly by God's grace until that which we are planning to come to pass in our lives comes to pass. But it's a gradual process. It's a step, a thing. It's not something you just do, bang, one time and it's there. There's progression in life. So whatsoever you're desiring from the Lord, whatsoever you need Him to do, begin small and think big. See what I'm saying? You know, when I began ministry in Africa, I started believing God. First, for small things. In actual fact, the person who started supporting my ministry started sending me $20 bills in an envelope. I was in Bible school then. I opened an envelope and there was $20. I opened an envelope, there was $30. Eventually, as I left the Bible school, this lady introduced her daughter. Now, her daughter began giving big to our ministry. $200, $300. $500, $1,000, $3,000, $5,000. She started growing in her giving. Then she introduced her friends who started to give. $500, $1,000, $5,000, $10,000. See? It began small, but it continued to grow. You see, God will look at your faithfulness. God will look at your heart, your integrity. You look at your heart's desire. The Bible says the God, our God is the one who fulfills and grants us our heart's desires. When you have a desire to get something done, believe God and He'll do it for you. You know, when I first came to Dallas, Texas, from Massachusetts, when I was in Bible school, I bought a car from a fellow student who was living for the Philippines. I think the Philippines or Hawaii. And he sold it to me for a giveaway price. I think it was either $150 or $250. I can't remember now. But I never got even to driving much that car. I left seminary and I came to New York, spent time in Maryland, and then New York, and then I went to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Came back again to New York, then moved over to Dallas. When I came to Dallas, I had no mobility of any kind. I met a friend of mine who told me, hey, I can get you a job, but you need mobility. Then from nowhere, a lady who used to be a friend a long time ago called me and said I could go preach in a church. And so I traveled all the way to Longview, preached in that church, and she gave me $1,000. That $1,000 enabled me to pay down on a car, a Honda Accord, which I bought in Seagoville, drove back, although it broke down on the way coming. But anyway, I got that car. From that Honda Accord, the next thing was I said, you know what? I'm tired of getting all these raggedy cars breaking down here and there. I'm going to buy a brand new car. And I bought a brand new Mazda just by calling a number from a TV screen in my own home. They called me the next day. They said, hey, you have been approved for a car. When I went there, and it was true, there was the Mazda brand new. And I got it only at 6 miles on it. What am I saying? God will give you your heart's desires. You have to have a vision, a clean vision. You have to believe God for big things, for them to happen. If you're not believing God for anything, nothing is going to happen. So believe God for big things. Believe God for a good job. Believe God for a big home. Believe God for a big business. Believe God for big undertakings. And I can assure you, when you do that, it will come to pass. And you know, there I was in Dallas. I got a job. I started working. God blessed me. He opened up doors to another job. I continued working. Up to today, God has been faithful. He has never let me nor forsaken me, for He is a faithful God who will bless you day in and day out. Now, faith is the thing that will take you through every tough problem. No matter how tough it is, God will see you through. You see, God will, you know, work out miracles just to bring the fulfillment of the vision that He has given to you. I know of many, many men of God who through miracles have done exploits. You see, when you become a child of God, God says the cattle on a thousand hills belong to me. All the silver and gold belong to me. If these things belong to God and we are His children, do you think we're going to be living in penury and lack? No. God will make sure that we have abundance. But you see, there is a key to getting the abundance. And the key is with our mouth, what we say with our mouth. The Bible said, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. What does it mean? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. That means the things you say are the things that will come to pass, because our tongue is creative. We have the Spirit of the Lord in us, living in us. That's why you're born again. Even if you're not born again, you still have... you were created in the image of God, and the image of God is spirit. So inside you, there is that spirit. When you speak, things are going to happen, because the spirit within us is a creative spirit. You see, God spoke and said, let there be light. The creative power to bring light was in His words. In the same way, your words, since we are made in the image of God, are creative. When you say, house, come forth, that house, no matter where it is, when you continue confessing it and confessing it and confessing it, it will manifest in your life. See, you can cause something so much that you create such a thing in the spirit land that all that remains is for it to be manifested. Amen. And so I challenge you in the name of the Lord, that no matter what you're going through, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And the Bible said, lean not unto thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. We are in a period where we're surrendering everything to the Lord. And we are in a time when we're believing God for exploits. We are in a time when everything that we do points to the miraculous working power of Jesus. Let me tell you what. The children of Israel lived in the wilderness and moved and walked and traveled in that wilderness for 40 years. Those who were 40 and above perished because of their unbelief. And then God told Abraham, He said, the children whom they said would perish because of an enemy in the land of Canaan are the ones who are going to possess it. You see, God can change His modi operandi, the mode of operation. Modi operandi means the way you operate. People can tell from the way you operate and can assess and conclude what kind of modi operandi that you have. the ways of your operation can be known and estimated. And so you see, I challenge you today, in the name of the Lord, no matter how tough a situation is, God can turn it around. No matter how much poverty has hit your bosom, you can't even have a dollar to do anything with. Let me tell you what, God is able to turn that thing around and to grant you millions of dollars, because he's a rich God and he lives in abundance. And so I challenge you in the name of the Lord, beloved one, wherever you are, pray for us. Pray for Bishop Mwamba. Pray and say, hey, God, I ask for the grace of God to be upon Bishop Mwamba. Pray for my wife, Tarina Mwamba. Pray for us. Ask God's grace to abound upon us. So we got a big responsibility to propagate the gospel of the kingdom via the media. It makes things easy when we get your support. When at least you send us something financially to cause us to be on air. When you don't give to the works that bless you, listen, you are starving yourself, because God won't have a source to bless you with. But when you give, listen, God will multiply what you gave 100-fold, and you will always be in abundance and you'll never be in lack. So I challenge you, beloved ones, faith. Substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. There are many things we can't see. You know, when I start talking about the house that we're going to build and house we're going to buy, a property for ministry, these things are in the spirit realms. And when I start narrating them, some might understand, some might not, but that doesn't change the fact that I have a vision from God and the things that he spoke are going to come to pass. It doesn't change nothing. So, beloved one, wherever you are, you need to know that God is on your side. What do you desire? What are you looking for that God should do for you? You know, set your heart and say, Lord, is it just to be a Christian and hang around over here? Or is it for me to be a child of God? And I tell you what, when you are a child of God, big things will begin to happen in your life. When God begins to bless you, you'll be such abundance that there'll be no room enough for you to receive it. In actual fact, that's what the scripture said. Seek the kingdom first, and all these other things shall be added unto thee. That's what it is. And so, beloved ones, I challenge you, and I pray by the power of the Holy Ghost that you will continue to be a partner with this ministry. You will continue to believe great and mighty things with us until the kingdom of God is built here in Dallas. The Bible College, Word of Life Bible College, is completed, and we have professors teaching. We have pastors trained from our Bible school going out into the world to change the world. Do it without your prayers. We cannot do it without your financial support. Now, those who want to give monetarily, you can send to the PayPal account for Lawrence Mwamba and indicate how much you want to give. No matter what currency you give, PayPal has got a way they will convert it into United States dollars. So, you see my PayPal give account on Facebook, my PayPal give on Twitter, my PayPal give wherever I am. I'll present that particular account. Bishop Mwamba with Pepper. Well, beloved one, this is the Bishop, Dr. Lawrence Mwamba, here in Dallas, Texas. I'm signing off and saying I'm going to talk to you again tomorrow. In the meantime, be blessed, and we shall see you shortly. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba here in Dallas, Texas, signing off and saying God bless you and bye-bye.